All right, draft folks, Eagles fans, everybody really around the country tuning in now to watch some live play-by-play commentary of the Senior Bowl. Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net and Bo Wolf here looking at the 9-on-7 drill for the South team. This is the Wednesday practice as we've got Garrett Grayson under center, but let's look at the linemen here. Marcus Golden, 33 there on the left edge as he looks to chase the ball. A fumble by David Johnson.
Good athlete. Came free, but you like to change the direction. I'll say one thing. These South line of scrimmage drills and play, very spirited. We've seen a number of pushing and shoving afterwards. These guys are going hard. They're battling. A lot more intense than what we've seen from the North thus far.
Let's look at the right side of the line here. You've got Austin Shepherd, the tackle from Alabama, number 79 there. And it looks like he's going to be joined at right guard by Shaq Mason from Georgia Tech.
Shaq Mason didn't really impress anybody during workouts, but he moves well. He's very quick. He's explosive, effective blocking in motion, as you have to be in that Georgia Tech offense. Missed the block there, but came back. You see the way he's able to adjust his body, basically turn his body and make sure he gets a pad on a linebacker defender to knock him from the angle of attack. He's got some upside, but he also has a lot of work to do on his overall game.
That was a Marlon Herrera bursting through the line there, avoiding the Shaq Mason block, the linebacker from Georgia, who we saw last week at the Shrine game, Tony.
And who did relatively well, an underrated defensive player, well-rounded in all facets. I mean, you're looking at a late-round guy who's going to add depth as your 7th, 8th linebacker on a roster.
On the right side of the defensive line there, looks like we've got Lyndon Trail, 97, on the edge, the big man from Norfolk State, and then Preston Smith from Mississippi State with his hand down. David Johnson with a nice cut inside.
You know, Trail looks the part, and he occasionally plays to it. He's worked out at linebacker here. I think of ultimately because of his size and really his limitations in space, he's going to end up as a situational 3-4 outside linebacker or potentially defensive end as he grows into his body.
Tony, tell me about 86 there. Trey Flowers from Arkansas.
Undersized college defensive end, doesn't have great height, but he's a natural pass rusher. See him play with good leverage there, works his hands well. Average athlete. I don't think he's a great athlete. If you're looking for a round, I'd say right now, unless he blows out a great workout at the combine or prior to the draft, I think you're looking at the 3rd is his ceiling, more likely 4th round area for Flowers.
All right, looks like we've got a new offensive line coming in. Let's talk about the big man at right tackle, Ty Sambrello from Colorado State. A very good day yesterday, Tony. Some talk that he might move his way into the 1st round.
Potentially the late part of round 1. You like the way he's a big guy. He bends his knees. He's played both left and right tackle. Quick off the snap, gets into the smaller defensive end, Preston Smith, and is able to control him at the point of attack. You like the fundamentals there, the way he bends his knees, the way he immediately gets his hands into the defender and basically neutralizes him. All those guys in Carolina, buddy, they speak up.
All right, 54 at right guard. Tony, that's Trey Jackson from Florida State, the only member of the Florida State offensive lineman to make it here, even though there were 3 guys invited.
And probably the lowest rated of that group, but a solid player nonetheless, late round pick. You like to see him set with a wider base. I mean, spread his feet a little bit further apart, play with better knee bend. And you see why there he's the lowest rated. I mean, he's quick out to the 2nd level. He gets a pad on the linebacker, Grissom, but he's the one who ends up on the field rather than Grissom. So Jackson, again, a late-round guy. He's got to get stronger. He's got to improve his game. You're looking at him as a potential depth player on the roster.
All right, Tony, well, that'll do it for our look at the 9-on-7 action here from the South team at the Senior Bowl. Plenty more coming your way still on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf.